This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, coming up, we've got huge news on the economy. We've got news that pot smokers should know. Beware, killer pesticides and poison are in many of the crops. So whether you love marijuana or hate it, you need to hear this information from John Rappaport at Infowars.com. We've got Russia fires Yars ICBM at test range 6,000 kilometers away successfully. That's a mobile missile. We have just got so much on the Enron brothers breaking. We've got more articles is out today. I didn't even see this one. Washington Post. They find a link between flu vaccine and miscarriage. Well, doctors always, the inserts always said don't take it. If you're pregnant, it causes an autoimmune response and miscarriage. It's so sick. But they commit crimes too big to fail. They commit crimes that are so insanely big that no one gets in trouble. And it's not being done by accident. If you just joined us, Hillary admits to loving to practice voodoo. Her top Democrat friends, give me the Wikipedia on these guys, former head of the Washington Post, his wife, said that they engage in satanic rituals, including killing people. That's the headline. Gatekeeper of D.C. society, Sally Quinn, comes out as a cultist, uses hex to kill people. That's Breitbart. That's not Alex Jones. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray resigns after fifth child sex abuse report. He just looks like John Wayne Gacy. It literally is John Wayne Gacy. I don't know why they always look. Dennis Hastert, John Wayne Gacy. Toll-free number to join us. I didn't say first-time callers at first, but I want to get some first-time callers in. So when you hear these callers hang up, I'm going to give first-time callers a chance at 800-259-9231. What do we do about it? What do we do? We realize the people that want to sexualize our kids, the people that want sex education for five-year-olds that includes teaching them how to be transgender or whatever, that is 100% using an issue of tolerance to get parents to accept strangers sexualizing your children. It is pedophile prepping and sexualization of children, period. So you don't put up with it, period. And you break with Hollywood and you break with it all. Hollywood seeing record low box offices. The whole liberal system's falling apart. Nancy Pelosi can hardly talk. She's so senile. I saw a report on Drudge this morning about her unable to say words. And I thought, oh, that must be yesterday's news. She did it again. Every day. She's making up new words and babbling and acting like an insane harpy. So that's coming up in the next segment. And I'm going to your phone calls. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Nick, Jason, David, Woody, Justin, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. But I'm going to wait to go to your calls when we come back, and I'm going to, as judiciously as I can, get to the latest. Awan secret server compromises national security. That whole thing's unraveling now beautifully. Nancy Pelosi repeatedly flubs the name of Hamilton playwright. And then that was yesterday. The day before, she said that Nancy Pelosi orders LGBT group to clap for Obama, says stop bulleting, not bullying, but bullying the youth. And, of course, it's like 15 times I know of that she said or more. Well, George W. Bush, you know, is funded by the Russians, and he's a horrible person, and we need to look at impeaching him. And they're like grabbing her dress going, man, it's President Trump. Trump. I mean Trump. This is their leadership. And then you've got her, one of her best buddies, this doddering Democrat loon over here, Sally Quinn, Hillary Clinton's best buddy. Like, I've seen video of Sally Quinn and Nancy Pelosi together. Can we get this black magic witch in photographs and videos with old Pelosi? Remember Pelosi said she never met with a Russian ambassador when Senator Sessions had met with him 3 times in a year. She met with him 30-plus times. It was photos and video. Let's get photos of her with the black magic witch.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz is about to know the true meaning of consequences.
With the permission of, through the investigation, we will return the equipment. But until that's accomplished, I can't return the equipment.
I think you're violating the rules when you conduct your business that way. And to expect that there would be consequences.
Schultz's former IT staffer, Imran Awan, and Awan's wife, Hina, may have already been offered an immunity deal from federal prosecutors that will allow the Awans to go into detail regarding exactly what Wasserman Schultz is desperately hiding.
The fact that this wife is coming back from Pakistan and is willing to face charges, as it were, I think there's a good chance that she's going to receive some type of immunity to tell a larger story here that's going to be pretty disturbing to the American people. And it's always ironic to me that when you see these kinds of things happen where you have someone that has nefarious or certainly not the best interests of America within the IT system of the United States Congress, and they're being paid by a member of Congress. It's really pretty frightening. I mean, it's
and the
it's
former head of the Democratic National Committee, we might point out, who yeah, was forced out in disgrace.
Yeah.
Enough of the plot gets even stranger from there. A new report by Luke Rosiak of the Daily Caller News Foundation reveals that Awan actually had a second account with access to the House network. That account was still active as of yesterday, potentially providing Awan secret access to the House network, the very same network, as we just said, he was banned from as a security risk. The secondary email is linked to another House staffer who specializes in intel issues and works for House Intelligence Committee member Andre Carson.
Whoa. Luke Rosiak of the Daily Caller reported now indicted former congressional IT aide Imran Awan allegedly routed data from numerous House Democrats to a secret server. Awan had access to all emails and office computer files of 45 members of Congress. The fear among members that Awan could release embarrassing information if they cooperated with prosecutors could explain why the Democrats have refused to acknowledge the cybersecurity breach publicly or criticize the suspects. Data was also backed up to Dropbox in huge quantities. Congressional offices are prohibited from using Dropbox, so an unofficial account was used, meaning Awan could have still had access to the data even though he was banned from the congressional network. The Awans and Imran's brothers, Abid and Jamal, collectively earned at least $4 million as IT staff for the Democrats from 2009 to 2017, each earning $160,000 a year for what many had deemed as no-show work. The Awans would return to Pakistan for months at a time and continue to be paid. Capitol Police revoked the Awans' access to the congressional IT system due to a major breach of data, including the files and emails of dozens of congressmen, many serving on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence and the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. Access requiring security clearances that were likely forged. Wasserman Schultz and other Democrats have accused the Capitol Police of being motivated by Islamophobia, but the Awans are rightfully being investigated over charges of tax fraud, bankruptcy fraud, insurance fraud, and extortion. In fact, the Awans dug a hole so deep with fraud, they will have to spill everything regarding former DNC Chair Schultz and the other Democrats involved in the criminal fleecing and breach of national security of American taxpayers. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Now, I'm going to your phone calls live here in the second hour in just a few minutes. But I want to get to a few of the latest clips of Nancy Pelosi where she's completely out of her mind. Pelosi spoke for less than 6 minutes from prepared text but couldn't get through her remarks without repeatedly slurring and flubbing the name of liberal playwright being honored by the U.S. Capitol Historical Society. Lin-Manuel Miranda, the author of the hit Broadway musical Hamilton, was at the Capitol on Tuesday to receive the Freedom Award. She repeatedly had trouble saying his name, calling him Lin-Manuel Madonna Ramonda. Other times seemed to have trouble speaking altogether. And look, that happens to everybody every once in a while. But she's doing it every time she speaks. There's another clip from yesterday where Nancy Pelosi orders the LGBT group to clap for Obama, says stop bulleting of youth. It's bullying, lady. And in at least 15 cases, because we've got a video that's got them all together in the last year, she's called candidate Trump and now President Trump, President George Bush and W. And they start pulling her arm, and she still keeps saying it. And then the only person more crazy is Maxine Waters. Again, she says something like, well, Aleppo in North Korea and the Putin with Trump in Korea, they attack Korea, the Putin. And then the only person crazier, I guess, than that is Congressman Hank Johnson, who literally thinks that Guam is a floating island. He doesn't know that islands are mountains sticking up above the ocean or the lake or the river. So this is who the globalists have put in charge. Believe me, the people running things above them that have the bills written, they know full well what they're doing. But the constituency of the Democrats is mirrored by their leadership. Now, what's scarier than that is the psychopaths like Paul Ryan, who's real slick and real smart, and who I guarantee you, he likes American Psycho, let me tell you. He'd like to mount your head on the wall. He's got the look. I'm not saying he physically carries that out, but he's got the slick together. You need to trust me. And his actions show he's a liar and a globalist. But he's competent and evil. And they're propping up the Democrats right now against America and the populist movement and Trump's attempt to cut taxes and turn the economy around. But just the belief it's coming has White House fueling optimism among manufacturers, record new jobs, AP reports. Here's another one, Washington Post. U.S. middle class incomes reached highest level in 2016 as we get the numbers a few months later. Let's go ahead now, ladies and gentlemen. And let's play the latest clip of Pelosi last night. Here it is.
Okay, so here we are. Lin-Manuel Miranda. Lin-Manuel Miranda is the great creative talent. Lin-Manuel Miranda took the story of our founding and imbued it with a fresh life and infectious spirit. Lin-Manuel, I am truly, truly convinced we celebrate Lin-Manuel Miranda, a man gifted by the muse of history. Thank you, Lin-Manuel. Thank you, Lin-Manuel.
He's even laughing at herself. Woo, you're nuts. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. She is that is dementia. And I'm almost crying because my grandmother, until about 92, was still always there. But then she lost a bunch of weight, looked like a concentration camp victim, barely beat a stomach infection she had, and got down to where she looked like people you've seen in the concentration camp movies. I mean, the actual footage. I mean, she was almost that skinny. It was crazy. And she kind of bounced back, gained a few pounds, and then died quietly in the night. Her heart just stopped working. She went home to Jesus, thank God. I'm not glad she died, but thank God she went home to Jesus and out of the pain. But she would, when I go over there to feed her, because we put her in a little medical care place that was about 400 yards from my office so that I could go over there every day. She's only in there a few months till she died. But we put some weight back on her, but I have to physically feed her to make her eat. She'd given up pretty much. She had cancer, breast cancer for 7 years and didn't want it operated on because her other breasts had been removed. So she had cancer all over her body, too. She was tough as hell. But she would do that thing where I'd be talking to her and she'd be there, and all of a sudden she'd just disappear, get blurred eyes, and start going, you know, laughing just like Pelosi did. So as much as I dislike Pelosi, the footage we just showed of your radio listeners on Infowars.com, it's on Newswars.com, it's up on DrudgeReport.com as well, it's very, very painful. But it shows how the elite are so arrogant that they have a woman with clear dementia. And it comes and goes. That almost crying laugh, that is exactly what my grandmother looked like. And I've had other family members that, you know, you go visit that are very senile. Let's play it one more time. But again, they say she's the leadership they need. This is who they have in there. Let's roll it again.
Okay, so here we are. Lin-Manuel Miranda. Lin-Manuel Miranda is the great creative talent. Lin-Manuel Miranda took the story of our founding and imbued it with a fresh life and infectious spirit. Lin-Manuel, I am truly, truly convinced we celebrate Lin-Manuel Miranda, a man gifted by the muse of history. Thank you, Lin-Manuel. Thank you, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Now, here's the sad part at the end. Just look at that. I mean, that is. Can we back that up and just slow it down, slow the audio down too, maybe five times? Anybody that's seen a family member who's got a brain tumor or is completely senile with Alzheimer's, you've seen that, and it's very painful. In fact, my grandmother's husband, my grandfather, was only senile about the last 6 months. He had multiple strokes. And he would do that exact same thing and beg me not to leave the nursing home. And he would just cry and grab my hand. And I'd go spend 2 hours there. But it was just soul-draining to be around it. But imagine, that is the Democratic leader of the House of Representatives making a full-on dementia Alzheimer's face. Let's play the audio. Here it is. She's so scared. She knows she's losing her mind. Oh, this is sad, actually. Wow, she is so freaked out and so scared. Oh. By the way, I'm not feigning being sad. I'm actually really sad right now. Oh my gosh. This is haunting. This is like a horror movie. Just look at it. She's sick of the crowd. She's sick of the power. She's at the end of the line. You know, I had a lot of family here in Texas back when LBJ was president. And I've still got even more friends who were alive then. And I've got some friends that are related very closely to the LBJs. And they had a business that the president would come into because he was a big horseman. And they sold saddles and cowboy boots. It's a famous facility. It's moved from downtown to North Austin. And the point is that he came in about a month before he died. And they said to the president, his cousin said to the president, he said, who was another big old mean, tough, smart guy, said, is it true you're sad for the war and you're hanging around all these hippies and smoking dope and doing all this stuff and that you're sad for what you did and everything? He goes, LBJ had grown his hair out. He'd had heart attacks. He was free. He goes, absolutely right. I just want my soul back. I'm so scared. I wanted power. I wanted to be the boss. I ended up running the country, being the president. All the elites worked for me, everything. So I've heard the story from the people that actually heard it, because other folks were there, and then people that heard it secondhand. I've heard the story twice. And he said, I'm scared now. And I don't know how long I'm going to be alive. And about a month later, he died of a heart attack in the air, being flown from his ranch outside Austin to San Antonio Medical Center, Fort Sam Houston. And so many of these people gain the whole world but lose their soul. In fact, I'm not going to tell any more stories about LBJ. I'm going to stop right there because I've got family stories too. I mean, he had a whole squad of hitmen even when he was in the Congress. He just went around killing people. Everybody was scared of him. But he didn't lose his mind before he died. His heart had gone out, and he was scared of all the stuff he'd done. He was real sad about all the GIs that had gotten killed. He wasn't doing it for PR purposes. And you look at somebody like Nancy Pelosi in that ghostly footage. The headline isn't that she bumbled over the name four times. Lin-Manuel Miranda. That's what she's trying to say, Lin-Manuel Miranda. You watch the whole speech. I watched a larger clip of this morning. And she is just whacked out of her brain. And that's how dementia works. It's in, it's out. It's like waves. It's in, it's out. You're sitting there talking to your grandmother. One day she's fine. Next day she's talking to her dead brother in the room and doesn't even see you. Same thing with Pelosi. And again, the recklessness of them with McCain stumbling around with a terminal brain tumor. He can hardly talk. She can hardly talk. Look at the wages of death. Let's play the clip one more time.
Okay, so here we are. Lin-Manuel Miranda. Lin-Manuel Miranda is the great creative talent. Lin-Manuel Miranda took the story of our founding and imbued it with a fresh life and infectious spirit. Lin-Manuel, I am truly, truly convinced. We celebrate Lin-Manuel Miranda, a man gifted by the muse of history. Thank you, Lin-Manuel. Thank you, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
And now the total tweet. Now, let's go to yesterday. Columbia green light speech. We got Mike Service coming up there. They're trying to ban him from that speech, show all the great free speech going on in this country. Here's Nancy Pelosi orders LGBT group to clap for Obama, says stop the bullying of youth. Here it is.
Our city is blessed with a large LGBTQ community and a strong history of legacy of advocacy for equal rights. And we were very proud of the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and President Obama was so very much a part of that. Now, let's hear it for President Obama. That's an applause line. I'll tell you when it's an applause line if we're not kind of in sync. And now we're fighting for something called the Equality Act, a historic comprehensive bill, and I will continue to do everything in our power to end discrimination in the workplace and in every other aspect of life that ensures that all American families are viewed equally in the eyes of the law. That's an applause line.
You tell the folks to applause.
And stop the bullying of the LGBT community youth in our schools and in our society. That's right.
Stop the bullying
of our kids. Innovation must be about inclusion. That's what Sam's about. Sam Altman. All right. Pause line.
That's enough. By the way, inclusion, really? Your bullying law you want to pass says if anyone's feelings are hurt, that person's arrested or banned, but then only the protected groups have this new royalty for running around having everybody get in trouble. And this is a report here we've got where Mike Cernovich, they're trying to ban him from speaking at a major university. He's going to join us coming up, saying, quote, we don't let hate mongers and white supremacists speak. Well, A, he's not a hate monger or white supremacist, but B, you're reading the quotes by the people. What they mean is we don't let free speech happen. We want to ban free speech. We're in control of free speech. So that's all coming up. Right now, though, I covered mainstream news earlier. Hillary Clinton, I wanted to make voodoo dolls of reporters, lawmakers, stick them with pins, and one of her good friends, her and Nancy Pelosi's good friends, they go to their parties and her husband's funeral. Here it is right here in the Washington Post, celebrating Ben Bradley's life and times. There's Nancy Pelosi right there in the story, celebrating the life and times at the wake for her husband. And her husband reportedly killed people. Here's the headline. Gatekeeper of D.C. society, Sally Quinn, comes out as an occultist. Says she used hexes with her husband to kill people. If she didn't like the astrology thing that you know you gave her, the reading, she says she'd have you killed. Whatever that means. And that's Hillary and Pelosi's big buddy. But meanwhile, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray resigns after fifth child sex abuse allegation. Boy, my surprise. We got the audio of Hillary talking about voodoo coming up. But right now, who's been holding the longest? Is it Nick? Is it Jason? Is it Steve? Is it Woody? Is it Justin? I believe it's Nick in North Carolina. Nick, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me, brother?
I can, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, man. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the LGBT and political correctness. I've been in active duty Army for almost 18 years, and I want to say within like the past 6 years or so, give or take, plus or minus one. But in the military alone, political correctness has taken a complete right turn where it almost went from night to day. It almost seemed as if all of a sudden you couldn't say certain things or you couldn't write certain things. I'm not saying racist or sexual things, but just because I'm in an infantry unit. I've been an infantryman my whole career. And it blew me away as far as how higher-ups, at least within the military, were so scared of a backlash just because someone made an innocent offhand comment. But I notice if you're not in like a, you know, big business, big corporation or the military, you can't do certain things.
Well, that's because it's a larger agenda. Once they get you to accept that, then you'll accept anything, including sexualization of children. It's social engineering. And the whole thing is hidden by the national security state, which is the definition of the occult, which means hidden. Nick, did you want to comment on the occult and top Democrats admitting they're into black magic? Do you want to comment on that?
Yes, I know.
All right, we're going to come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So from California to Maryland, major towns and cities are voting to let illegal aliens vote without IDs. So citizens don't need IDs. The illegals don't either. Just they can vote over and over again. The conservatives won't engage in fraud, so they're going to be in trouble. College Park to allow non-citizens the right to vote in local elections, including undocumented immigrants. That means illegal aliens to vote in municipal elections. This is globalism. But you can't go to their countries and vote. They'd laugh at you. Now, we have massive reverse censorship going on. It's really what I call it. It's just another form of censorship. Yahoo News. Amazon deletes one-star reviews of Hillary Clinton's book that's already at 50% off. Despite being promoted by every establishment media outlet, it's now dropped out of even the top 10 on Amazon, even though they're buying it themselves to try to prop it up. No one wants to read it, which is too bad because a lot of the books about yours truly and how she loves voodoo and the rest of it. And that ties in with this report. We welcome all speakers. Columbia greenlights speech by controversial Mike Cernovich. They go on in a CBS News report to call him a white nationalist, which he actually fights with those groups, but he believes they have free speech. I think they should do away with giving people with hate speech a platform. You mean do away with the First Amendment. That's what Trayon Fulton added. So he's going to be speaking there, but I just love how we're going to let the Nazis speak. But then that's not, as everybody knows, Mike Cernovich, who he is. It just shows the next level of deception, and then that's going to tie in. He's just with us briefly, then we're going to go to Jason and Stephen and Woody and Jason and Nick and everybody else patiently holding. We'll finish up with Nick getting into the occult. Turns out the former president and CEO and vice president before his death of the Washington Post that helped bring us globalism and sell out America, he and his wife, there's a new memoir out by her where she says they killed people they disagree with. She killed them, and that she believes she did it with black magic. And then I've got the articles with Nancy Pelosi being her best buddy, basically, and being at their wake for her husband, and so much more. Sally Quinn throws Ben Bradley, one of his last A-list parties. Gatekeeper of D.C. society, Sally Quinn comes out as an occultist, used hex to kill people. And Hillary Clinton's in her new book saying she thought about turning to voodoo. Meanwhile, Seattle Mayor Ed Bradley resigns after fifth child sex allegation. I saw his photo. I thought it was John Wayne Gacy. So just more of this every day. So, Cernovich, I want to get into how they're galloping forward with not just trying to censor us online and ban you online or Real Alex Jones online or Ed Cernovich online, trying to restrict us, blocking us, admitting they're doing it. But now, oh, let's stop you from speaking at a university. And it's almost like too much that Columbia would even, wow, they're radical. Other universities have just banned conservatives from speaking. So I guess they're going to have to send some violent groups out to teach everyone a lesson. How dare you? Well, let's get this controversial speech right now. What would you say at Columbia, you wicked, wicked devil?
Yeah, it's very amusing, as always, how upset these people get over essentially nothing. I'm going to give a talk. My talk, they didn't want to ask me what my talk is about, which I find fascinating. They're all mad about a talk without asking me what my talk is going to be. That just shows you they're not fact-based, they're not reality-based. I'm actually going to give a talk on new media and journalism because Columbia University has a journalism school, and I'm going to say, look, here's how a regular average Joe, Mike Cernovich, was able to become a highly influential national security reporter. Here's how to use new media. Here's how you use Twitter, Periscope. Here's what a meme is.
So even if they're your enemy, you're going to give them tricks of the trade, but they don't even want that because they want the power to shut you up. They want authoritarianism. They don't want a degree in journalism, Cernovich. They want a degree in jackbootism.
Exactly. I'm here for everybody. I view it like this. Hey, if a liberal comes to my event and they're able to do what I do better than people on my side, hey, that's life, man. May the best man or the best woman win. The Darwinian competition.
And by the way, we don't sit there and claim we're in Amish outfits or something. We consider ourselves to be populist. I mean, the average so-called liberal gets around us behind the scenes and goes, man, you're super cool. It's liberals that aren't cool. We're not trying to make you live away. You're trying to make us live away.
Exactly. And I tell them, hey, you want to break news? You want to do journalism? Why would you not want to hear from one of, I mean, how many people know more about social media than I do? You know, maybe 4 or 5 people in the country. So why not, rather than read Hillary Clinton's book where she cries about internet stuff that she doesn't know anything about, why don't you say, wow, here's one of the people who led an online movement against Clinton. Why don't we go ask him, well, you know, how do you get hashtags trending? How do you think up a hashtag? How do you think what's going to be hot for the day? How do you get views? How do I, as a Columbia journalism student, develop a worldwide brand and reputation like you have? And that's what I'm there for, to talk to everybody about how to do real journalism.
In fact, they should be clamoring, if they wanted to even defeat you, to know what you know. That's how just devoid of common sense they are.
Yeah, I read their books. I read Noam Chomsky, Saul Alinsky. I've read the postmodern thinkers, Eric Fromm, Marcuse. I've read all the postmodern thinking, the cultural Marxists, the Frankfurt School. I've read Hillary Clinton's book. When it came out, I had pre-ordered it, and I stayed up late at night. The minute it hit my Kindle at 12:34 a.m. my time, after midnight, I stayed up and I read the book.
And within 1 hour, you sent me the screenshots of what she said.
Exactly. I was up reading it because if a president, as a journalist, my job is to understand what somebody who almost became president of the United States is thinking, doing, how she's living, even though it's a lie. So, yeah, I screencapped you, actually. I was up. That's funny you mentioned that. Yeah, for those of you listening in, I was up reading the book. And then I found some stuff about Alex in the book, so I screencapped it and texted Alex. And the very next morning, he's up on it. And that's what I'm going to teach these Columbia kids. If you're doing real journalism in 2017, in the current year, you're always on. You're texting people, you're breaking stories, you're connecting with people. If Hillary Clinton's book comes out at midnight, then I'm going to stay up till 2 or 3 in the morning. I'm going to read it. If they mention Alex Jones, I'm going to send it to him. He's going to find it when he wakes up, and he's going to talk about it. That's real journalism, and that is how we work every day.
But we can't let this Nazi evil. In fact, we have the CBS News piece about Cernovich. Let's play that short little piece, and I'm going to play a clip from Hillary here. Here they are, you know, discussing the fact that Columbia green light speech by controversial white nationalist. That's their headline. Talk about defamation. Here it is.
Columbia University, considered one of the most diverse colleges in the country, will soon be the stage for controversial speaker, white nationalist Michael Cernovich. Cernovich has been quoted as saying diversity is code word for white genocide.
If Columbia is a diverse university, they should welcome people who might not agree with them.
The Columbia University College Republicans group invited Cernovich and the far-right founder of the English Defense League, Tommy Robinson, to speak on campus. But many students say that's a bad idea.
I think it's incredibly insensitive to, like, minority students and just anyone who could potentially be victimized by the speaker that they've invited, because he is a white supremacist.
What should the university do?
I think they should do away with giving people with hate speech a platform.
While no date has been set for the speakers this fall, Columbia University has given the appearances a green light, saying, quote, "We welcome all speakers invited by our student groups as long as we can ensure that the event will be orderly and safe."
We reached out to the college Republicans to ask them how and why they chose these speakers, but they declined our request for an on-camera interview and a written statement.
The college Democrats group believes it's a stunt.
There are important and valuable intellectual conservative leaders that they could have brought to campus, but instead they've chosen to bring provocateurs. I mean, the whole point of this, like, charade is to have attention.
Many say the speakers should be allowed on campus.
They do have a right to speak and be heard, but we also have a right to protest.
People on both sides hope any protests don't get out of hand. In Morningside Heights, Hazel Sanchez, CBS 2 News.
So, just obvious lie. They don't show where he's a white supremacist or whoever says it, because they don't have it. And it is true that major universities are saying, we want white genocide. Whites are evil. Get rid of whites. That's the leftist crazy garbage they're preaching. We do expose that, because we expose racism and people pushing genocide, just like we protest the white supremacist. So again, the only tenuous connection they have with some quote out of context is that, Mike, when they know full well that the actual white nationalist movement that you've been pointing out took over the alt-right absolutely hates you. So they do the same thing to me with Tom Brokaw saying I'm an unalloyed racist with showing no proof. The real threat are these groups trying to ban free speech.
Exactly. And when she goes, well, what did you mean by that quote? You know, they didn't include my response. And my response was that these people on college campuses have said they want to kill white people. There are hashtags, kill all white men. Right now, the number one trending video on YouTube, which YouTube has allowed to trend and the ADL allows to trend, involves a child being lynched, a child being lynched. And YouTube and the ADL, which has banned many of your videos, so they are actively making editorial choices about what should be allowed on YouTube, they have made that the number one trending video on YouTube. So, of course, they do want to kill people. They're glorifying murder pornography involving children. I would love to hear them defend that at YouTube, why we should be showing images of a child being lynched.
And by the way, I got up at 6 a.m. this morning and saw Paul's story, front page of Infowars.com, front page of NewsWars. I watched the video, and it was so shocking that I somehow repressed it, didn't even come in and tell the crew I wanted to cover it. Thank you for bringing that up. Guys, please print me the article. Describe for folks, again, the article and videos on Infowars.com. This is a Black Lives Matter-inspired video where they're going to kill a white child to show them what it's like to make the child think they're guilty, I guess, and commit suicide.
Right. The video is so shocking that when I saw the clip initially, I thought, oh, God, you know, I'm being hoaxed, you know, because a lot of people send us fake stuff so then they can go to BuzzFeed and go, ha, 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 you know, we got them good this time. I go, there's no way this is real. So I did my research again at midnight because that's what you have to do if you're in real news. You have to work all the time. And I found the video. And those of you listening, I don't know if they'll want to play the video because it really is appalling. There's a rapper who, by the way, was accused of beating up his pregnant girlfriend. He gave her multiple black eyes. So this is the kind of person that YouTube glorifies as a domestic, real domestic abuser, but they'll call all of us misogynists. Meanwhile, if you beat up your pregnant girlfriend, YouTube will make you the number one trending video. So as you watch the video, it shows a white child and a black child separated, and the performing artist, as you were, the Black Lives Matter activist, takes a noose and he wraps the noose around the white child's head. The Black Lives Matter activist then moves over to the right, and you can see him pulling on the rope. And as he's lifting the rope, you can see two young child's legs dangling in the air as he's being suffocated and murdered. And I'm not exaggerating. Anybody can watch the video for yourselves. That is exactly what happens. The image of the child's legs dangling in the air would traumatize pretty much any parent. That's why you have to be very careful if you do watch it. But again, just as a matter of journalism, you know, I had to watch it, and it was quite appalling. And I don't see how any parent would want.
And then I was watching this morning. They don't even make a point of why they're doing it. And there's this thing where they say, feminist magazines, abort your white baby. Whites are inherently bad. Michael Moore, we'll be better off when there's no white people. They're the ones pushing the racial clash, the leftist whites leading it. And then meanwhile, you've got major Democrat leaders in the news saying, I'm in black magic, I kill people. Leaders of the Democratic Party. What is going on with these people?
Well, Seattle's mayor recently had to drop out of the race or resign because he was accused of five sexual molestation events, including his younger cousin. And I saw something very telling. Maybe the crew can find it on my Twitter page, where Chris Colozzo of CNN goes, Ted Cruz liked a Twitter pornography image, and one of his staffers did it, and he compared that to the Seattle mayor who committed potentially pedophilia and sexual abuse of a minor. And that's how CNN treats it. Oh, somebody on your staff accidentally likes an image involving consenting adults, by the way. Well, hey, it's just another sex scandal, just like this mayor in Seattle who's accused of molesting people and committing all kinds of heinous crimes. So that's where the media is right now. In their mind, pedophilia is just another form of adult pornography. So for them, they don't see, if you're at CNN, you don't see a difference between watching adults engaging in sexual activities consensually and somebody like the Seattle mayor who's accused of molesting people, because to them, it's just all sex, whether it involves a minor or not.
And they want control of our children. They want to sexualize our children. That's the end goal, to take full control of the species. And if we'll accept pedophiles sexualizing our children, if we'll accept all this, we'll accept anything, Mike.
Yeah, well, that's the goal, is the end game of postmodernism and deconstructing society and Western morality is, first you destroy the family, Then you create broken homes. Broken homes, you now have higher levels of criminality among men. But tell people there are no differences between men and women, because then they won't figure out what's really going on. So what happens is, because men and women are different in various ways, is that if you break up the nuclear family in the home, the boys become criminals and the women become sexual slaves. They engage in, you know, different patterns, so they're groomed. We saw this, of course, in the UK. We see this all the time with Rotherham, the rape gang. So the postmodernists, they deconstruct the American family, which allows them to create the opiate epidemic, the heroin epidemic. Men, you know, commit all these crimes. And then that leads women who are now vulnerable to grooming gangs and pedophilia gangs. And that's the media's end game. That's
and now it's all over the news that Muslims are allowed to rape women and that Muslims get better welfare or better housing. And then you see the police chief in Finland saying, no, we want terrorists. They can teach us. We want to put full-grown terrorists in high schools. Because they put 30-year-old men in high schools in like some weird experiment to brutalize the young people. I mean, this is just fantastical acts of total domination, Mike.
Yeah, and Sweden has actually said they're not even going to investigate rape anymore because there's so much rape in parts of Sweden that there's nothing you can do about it. So just like if you live in San Francisco, you know what the police will tell you? Leave your car door unlocked and don't leave any valuables in it. Because the thieves are going to break into your car anyway. They're going to break your window. And it isn't like the police are actually going to do their jobs. Well, in Sweden, they're now saying, hey, like, if you have a kid, just let your kid get raped. Hopefully they don't fight too much, because then, you know, they might actually get really hurt. And we're not going to investigate it either because, hey, we got other priorities, and that's Sweden.
All right, stay there, my friend. I'm going to come back to one more segment with you. And callers, I'm going to get to you next hour, I promise. I got certain of a chunk this was breaking, but I'm trying to ban his free speech. But the third hour is coming up, nothing but calls. Nick, Stephen, Woody, Justin, Jason, I'm coming to all of you. Stay with us.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kdarmor.com, CADIarmor.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hey, Daniel Bregman, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here. Mike Sarms is with us. I opened the phones up and I didn't get your calls, and I apologize because I got Cernovich on because this was breaking. They're openly calling him a white supremacist and saying ban his speech. Now, they can ban his speech. They're going to ban my speech. They're coming after Saul, but I will go to Nick and everybody else in about 5 minutes, 6 minutes when we start the next hour. Understand, folks, there aren't any black people being hung by white people. The numbers of police shooting black people are at around 100 a year. Let's say all those are illegitimate. 3,000-plus blacks get shot every year in Chicago, 90-plus percent by other blacks. But it just doesn't matter. Black on black doesn't matter because the media is making it racial. It's made up. It's not real. If anything, the cops are slow rolling into black neighborhoods, so crime's going up because the cops are scared to respond because they're getting spit at. I don't want to hate black people. I don't want to sit there and show the footage of all the looting being just black people. But that's because the culture has sold the idea that it's okay because you're robbing the rich guy. And the left has programmed this. There weren't black people looting 60 years ago. This is MTV and the modern culture with a group of people just like everybody else that wanted to be invited into the power structure. And they got invited in by the scum that runs it to be destroyed. And every group of people's being targeted the same way. All of our youth are being turned into thugs. They're targeting them. I'm going to get final comments from Cernovich, but I got so mad last hour with even the Washington Post admitting that vaccines are brain damaging children and causing miscarriages. I didn't even plug, and I skipped two breaks. I need financial support. You need Caveman. You need X2. You need the fluoride-free with colloidal silver and iodine toothpaste. We've got huge specials. You need air filtration systems. The Alexa Pure Breeze is not a luxury. It's a necessity. It's incredible what it does for your home and your family. Support the broadcast. Spread the videos. Spread the articles. Buy the products. I salute you all. Knock off. Knockout Sleep Aid is 40% off. 40% off, Z-Shield, Heavy Metal Detox Fire. Knockout is amazing. InfoWarsLive.com. Whatever you do, make the commitment. Because one of the last freedoms is to financially support us. One of the last freedoms is to physically support somebody. So we're all in this together. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. These bullies know they're losing control. Mike, I don't just say this to put a good face on it. But this is for all the marbles. They're pushing so hard and so vehemently because they know they're losing control. They know they're being brought out to light. That's why they're going, yeah, we devil worship. Yeah, we're into kids. Hoping then that that somehow makes us shut up and go away. I don't see it working. But again, the truth is we've got white people everywhere being beaten and attacked and killed right now, not the other way around. And you've got the sickening culture trying to invoke black folks to start a race war. What do we do?
Yeah, that's why you can't feed into the crime and hysteria and hate. They want people to hate each other. They want us to hate each other. And we have a higher calling as freedom fighters. We have a higher calling to bring love into the world, to bring compassion into the world. And then what we're doing is when we bring love and when people tell me they hate me, I go, thank you. I love you. And I hope that one day you learn to love people back. That's the way I handle all these people now is to just spread love. And when you do that, they will see that they're being manipulated by the wicked, manipulated by Hollywood, manipulated by YouTube. YouTube wants murder. YouTube and the ADL want white children to be lynched, to be hanged alive. They want this to be the number one trending video. And what we need to do is to just call out YouTube, call out the ADL, ask them why they will not disavow this.
Why does the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, and all these groups who aren't even black, why do they hate white people so much? It's what they're pushing.
Yeah, that's how they raise money. They just hate everybody. They hate black people. Think about it.
They just want to get us all clashing, and if they can get the whites to turn into racists is the plan and go crazy, then they can win.
Exactly. Then they make more money. But nobody hates black people more than the ADL. Nobody hates black people more than Southern Poverty
Law. That's right, Mike.
Center.
Thank you so much. Ed Cernovich on Twitter. We'll be back in 70 seconds with your calls. Stay with us. Nothing but calls. I promise. Bam, bam, bam. But be ready. On the occult. Why do top Democrats now admit they're devil worshippers who kill people? That's Breitbart. They admit they kill people.